In the Netherlands, the port of Rotterdam is ablaze. The result of a German terror bombing raid, like the one in Warsaw. But these bombs were dropped after the city had surrendered. Another of Hitler's war crimes. In London, the new Prime Minister is Winston Churchill. His first speech reveals his determination to keep fighting, whatever the circumstances.
I will say, without a doubt, that the fate of Holland and Belgium, like that of Poland, Czechoslovakia and Austria, will be decided by the victory of the British Empire and the French Republic.
But things have suddenly turned very grim in France. In just 3 days, the Germans have swept through the Ardennes and are advancing towards the French defensive line on the Meuse River. They are closing the net with their pincer movement, seeking to entrap the Allied troops massed in Belgium. The German infantrymen knock over the French as if they came from a different world. With their hand grenades, machine guns, and with their sleeves rolled up, they take the town in 1 day. Sedan, the key to the Ardennes, which was already terribly marked by the French defeat in 1870. But the real obstacle for the Germans is the Meuse River. On the night of the 13th of May, they bring in beams to build bridges. The French fight back. But the Germans neutralize the French artillery, and the next morning their sappers finish the bridge, galvanized by their general, Guderian, a 52-year-old Prussian, a great armored warfare strategist, using tanks to strike with force, daring, and speed. The blitzkrieg, or lightning war, should not give the enemy time to react. First, the tanks, followed by infantry, and backed by aircraft, especially the Stukas.